Hello there. Don't be alarmed. We're just preparing your listening device for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving. We do this, of course, by filling your radio with water. Don't worry. We're professionals. Thanks to me, you won't even get wet. You see, I've crammed every appendage of my body into the cracks and crevices of your radio, ensuring an airtight seal. By the way, don't touch your on-off knob. That's a very sensitive area. Anyway, I should remind you, we believe in the buddy system just like diving, so don't listen alone. Call your buddy and tell them that Scuba Radio is about to begin.
We're going to start a new life under the sea.
So, am I going to drown?
Of course not. Just stay calm and let the gentle currents relax your every muscle.
Under the sea. Under the sea.
Did it just get warmer?
There'll be no accusations, just friendly crustaceans under the sea.
Where the hell are the sharks?
And now, here's your dive guide for Scuba Radio, Greg the Dive Master.
And welcome. This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. CJ and Bubble Boy are in the studio with me. Barry the Bugger, Cherry the Diver Guy connected via the web. We got a full crew as we navigate the latest diving news and information today.
Oh, there's information.
No, just we're going to navigate it.
Oh, like it's over there.
Yes.
We're going to navigate around it.
Right. Very
CJ
possible.
CJ, Greg didn't get the memo.
What do you mean?
There was no memo.
The memo.
I didn't get the
shirts,
memo.
Black shirts with a little scuba logo on the
God, Greg, come on.
I don't know what you're talking about. I didn't get the memo, but I did get the text this week.
It's a team.
It was actually I got an audio text shortly after the broadcast last week. Here it is.
Hey kids, don't forget.
Yeah.
The Easter eel's going to come back to bite your hiney next year.
What?
Whoa.
that was from the Easter bunny.
Wow.
That was not happy with evidently what we talked about last week, which was the
eel.
Yeah, the story of the Easter eel, which we felt divers around the world would get behind and kind of take ownership of. And I you know, that was the only complaint I got, actually. All the divers I heard from, they dug it.
They're well, that's like, all hey. That matters.
Yeah, but the Easter bunny, not a fan.
So,
not a fan.
Do we believe in him or
what? The Easter bunny?
Oh, he's real.
Or the Easter eel?
The bunny.
The bunny.
Well, yeah. I mean, you can't believe in the Easter eel if you don't believe in the Easter bunny.
We have proof, man.
We do.
Yeah, right after the show.
He texted me.
Yeah, right after the show, he tied one on. You saw the video on YouTube. We got in a fight there in downtown Orlando.
Oh, that's right.
Really? I
thought
that
was just a guy in a suit, but it could have been real.
It was the Easter bunny.
Well, they would explain. He definitely has anger issues. But if you didn't hear that, go back and listen to last week's show, and we apologize in advance.
He's from New Jersey.
Yeah. So anyway, so we have that to apologize for as we kick off today's
Sorry.
Show. But we are getting ready for the scuba show in Long Beach, which will literally be next weekend. Now, just a program note, we'll have a show we're going to record during the week because of the travel schedule. We can't do the show live next Saturday, so I'm going to tape a show. And we have some very special guests lined up, by the way, for next Saturday, which ought to make the show even better than normal. You guys won't be here. So there you go. That's enough right there, right? And but 2 weeks.
How dare you?
We will have our show that we record at the Scuba Show. And I'm really looking forward to it. It's always a lot of fun to go out to Long Beach, California, and hang out with all our left coast diving friends.
So you usually have some serious luminaries.
Yes, there's those.
Some big heavy hitters usually show up at that show.
Oh, no, I thought you just talked about like little matches in a burlap sack kind of thing that we let go and fly into the air.
No, I can see where you think that.
Oh, okay. Yeah, there could be some diving celebs that we talk to out there in California. It's very possible.
I wouldn't call it California when you're out there.
They don't like that?
Nah.
How do you know?
Not.
You're not going.
I know they probably wouldn't like to hear that.
Here
we are in California.
I think that's how they greet each other out there on the left coast, I think.
Only in Wyoming.
No, that would not be California. That's a totally different place. Buried a bugger.
I know
you are a liar.
Never mind. Just go with that. That'd be even funnier.
Hey, how's California?
Here we are, Scuba Radio, live in California.
Yeah. Well, anything to break the ice. I'm willing to
give it a go.
True.
Well, if you go up in the mountains there.
Yeah, yeah. But I am looking forward to it. It is a lot of fun. If you're going to be out there for the scuba show next Saturday, arrive early. The show opens at 10 a.m., and we are set up there at the entrance to warm up the crowd. And I got to tell you, once again, I you know, I feel like a broken record every time I tell people to show up early because we got more prizes than ever. And I feel like I'm overhyping this stuff. But I got to tell you, we have a ton of stuff we're going to give away to people that line up early for the show.
Please like us. Please.
Here, we'll give you this thing. You know, and I tell you, the prizes
their love,
are
Greg.
Awesome.
Buy their love.
We're literally going to give away a spot on the next Scuba Radio Scuba Cruise to join me and Saba.
Oh, man.
So the downside is you got to join me. The plus side
those
is...
Those boats are big enough, though. They could avoid you if they wanted to.
They very well can. They will be able to join us. And so we're going to pull someone literally out of the audience before they even enter the scuba show.
You! How would you like to have the time of your life?
That's right. And we're going to make someone's diving dream come true next week at the scuba show.
Awesome.
That's just one of many things. And we got to thank Explore Ventures for that. Liveaboards, you know, the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio. But we got a ton of stuff on top of that to give away. So it's going to be a lot of fun. And just make sure if you're coming out there to the scuba show next week that you arrive early. Do not be late. And I'll tell you, they line up early for that event.
Yep,
you know,
I've
they really
it.
Do. And because, you know, like the first 25 people get like special things that they give out from the folks that are behind the scuba show. So there's all these incentives for people to show up early. But trust me, it is worth the effort to show up an hour or so before 10 a.m. and get in line and be one of those folks, because you very well could you could win something before you get into the show even, which is, you know, that's pretty sweet. So they and on top of everything else, you get to hang out with your diving enthusiast, fellow diving enthusiast. So it's a great weekend all the way around. Looking forward to it. 2 weeks from today, you will hear our show originating from the show floor of the Scuba Show, largest diving event, west of the Mississippi, if not even further.
So you're saying it's the most fun that we can have without getting wet.
I would say that is pretty accurate.
I need to trademark that.
Yeah. But there's a couple other things that you might want to, you know, combined activities to kind of ensure that. But I'm just saying, to each his own, right? So, Mark Young, who is behind the scuba show, he's going to join us a little later on the show, give us a preview of some of the specifics of what's going on. There's a whole bunch of seminars and things that you can participate in for the scuba show next weekend. Also, we are going to connect with our friends over in Catalina, Avalon to be specific. Zale Perry, who is the lady who is, well, she was Lloyd Bridges' sidekick and Sea Hunt, the old show Sea Hunt. You guys watch any of that?
I know you see that.
Jerry the Diver guy is an old Sea Hunt guy.
Named Hunt?
Love it.
Yeah. And, Zale Perry was she's the lady who always need to be rescued kind of thing. But she was like a super diver. She taught
Lloyd Bridges. Damsel in distress.
Yeah, she taught Lloyd Bridges, though, all the diving moves for the TV show back in the day. And she's just a super lady. She's hanging out on Catalina with John Council from the diving exhibit over there at the casino in Avalon today. And we are going to try to talk with her as well as some other folks. They evidently got like 100 divers over there. In the sea park there at the casino.
Is that the museum that we saw?
Yeah.
That was awesome.
Yeah.
They had some really cool stuff in there.
A lot of, you know, they got Elvis's scuba kit. Oh, they got all kinds of stuff there on display.
Got my family's scuba kit in there?
That's right. Jerry Presley. He's related to the king.
I forgot about that.
That's right. So you can go over there.
Elvis has left the building.
I did not know that he scuba dove.
Actually, Elvis has left the surface, I think, is what it would have to be in this case. But anyway, John Council is the
Elvis
man behind that exhibit in the casino building there in Avalon on the island of Catalina. So we hope to check in with her in just a bit as well. So we got a lot of stuff happening on the big show today and a few little extra surprises. So, strap in, get ready. Are you ready to go? Yeah? Everyone? Yeah.
Yeah.
Excited?
Let's do
yeah.
it.
Yeah, let's go.
I can't wait.
Aaron's just so.
Here we go.
Winner,
happy.
Winner, chicken dinner.
Now, you know what I like in the beginning of the show when the guy goes, ooh, harr.
Well, that, you know, he does that, and I think it's a reaction.
He does it every time.
Because he stuck an appendage into a certain orifice that was it wasn't supposed to go. And it was like electrified. It's like sticking your finger in a light socket.
So he got shocked. He got zapped.
I think, you know, water and electricity don't usually go yeah. together. But scuba radio, we make, you know, we make exceptions or create them, I think. And that's what happened. We sacrifice our announcer. Okay. Well, thank you for that. And I don't know.
Always enjoyed that.
We'll try to call Zale and who knows who else today on the world's first radio show devoted to diving. Stay close.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
Traffic sucks, unless you're scuba diving with Mike Scott.
Mike glanced down at his dive computer. It showed less than 50 PSI left in his tank. Probably just a few more breaths.
Or riding shotgun in a thrilling car chase.
One bullet hit the Jeep's windshield, spiderwebbing the passenger side. Mike shifted into second gear and felt the Jeep leap forward. This just got serious.
Escape your commute with audiobooks from author Eric Douglas. Download to your phone. Go to booksbyeric.com or audible.com.
Come as a guest, leave as a friend. It's a philosophy that comes from the top down at Explore Ventures Liveaboards. It doesn't matter if you're traveling solo with a buddy or group. Explore Ventures does the liveaboard dive experience right. For proof, know Explore Ventures has one of the best repeat customer stats in the dive industry. They're also the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio. You've likely heard us talk about Explore Ventures Scuba Radio Scuba Cruise trips many times, and we invite you to join us on the next one. However, whether we're on board with you or not, I'll bet an Explore Ventures liveaboard trip will be one of the best dive experiences you've ever had. It just doesn't get any better. Save the St. Kitts, Turks and Caicos, the Galapagos, Maldives, Indonesia, humpback whales, and the Silver Banks. New destinations and itineraries are being added all the time. Call one of their talented travel consultants to find the Explore Ventures liveaboard experience that's just right for you. 1-800-322-3577. That's 1-800-322-3577. Or visit exploreventures.com. That's exploreventures.com.
Be an explorer in the other two-thirds of your world. Be the buddy who takes the kids in the aquarium instead of just to it. Be adventurous. Be amazed. Be a diver.
Surface interval is complete. You are now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
Outside of these cities in Bolivia, there's a whole lot of, well, not much. But there is one site that dominates this otherwise dusty landscape. Lake Titicaca. What are you, 12 years old? That's the name of the lake, okay? That's its name. Lake Titicaca.
Lake Titicaca, Lake Titicaca, won't you come out and play? Lake Titicaca, Lake Titicaca, taking all your cares away. Lake Titicaca, Lake Titicaca, won't you come out and play? Take me, say, Lake Titicaca, Lake Titicaca, you know you don't want to stay.
I'll be honest, fellas, it was sounding great, but I could have used a little more cowbell.
Yes, well, shouldn't we always have more cowbell? I mean, that's what it's all about. It really is. And the reason we played that is because, as you heard, Josh Gates, there from Expedition Unknown, he had their episode about Lake Titicaca on this week. And we are reaching out to his people. Our people are speaking with his people. Which, no matter, you know, who knows where he is right
you
now.
You have people?
Person. We have person.
That's the episode where he found the stuff that predates Mayan.
Something like that. Yeah, cool. But it's in Lake Titicaca.
Yes.
Which is Bubble Boy's favorite place on the planet.
I can't believe he just
My
missed
home away
that.
From home.
Yeah.
You missed the whole thing.
He did. He walked out of the studio, didn't hear that whole song and the whole thing.
It was either that or there was going to be trouble.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, when is there not? Trouble is the question, right? So anyway, you know, it's kind of on your list to go dive there someday, like Jacques Cousteau. And here, you know, we have John on the phone right now. John, are you with us? Come in, John.
Yeah, we're with you.
All right,
we're
John.
With you guys. How are you on the East Coast?
Yes, we are doing well, John. John is John Council is the man behind the madness there at the Avalon History Diving Exhibit. There in on Catalina Island, and just by the way, you can Google this Avalon Diving History Exhibit, and all kinds of pictures and things. But it's right there at the casino place. CJ and myself went there a few years ago, and connected with John. Really interesting guy. Cool stuff on display. Have you ever dove Lake Titicaca? Has that been on your list of places there too, John, or not so much?
No, I haven't been there. Although I remember seeing all the documentaries back in the early 70s with Cousteau when they were diving there underneath all the massive plant growth and the frogs that had the strange kind of flaps of skin or tissue on the sides of them. I remember that.
Yes, well, as a lot of folks do from back in the day. Well, like I said, there's a new wave there. This guy, Josh Gates, who does this show on Discovery Channel, Expedition Unknown, just did an episode from there, and they found some ruins and things in Lake Titicaca. It's just the thing is, we're talking about it only because it gives us an opportunity to say that as much as possible. But that's just because we're very immature, John. So maybe we should just move on, right?
Whatever you want to do, Greg.
Okay. See, great. That's why we connected so well with John. He obviously found our sense of childish mildly amusing. God bless him for it. All right, so the exhibit's doing well there in Avalon. Now it's been there for, what, a year or two now, right? You figure? Or maybe even longer?
It'll be 2 years in the middle of May, and we're approaching our 50,000th walk-in visitor. So we're doing pretty good with people coming through, which is really terrific. And so we've been able to educate quite a few folks about the early days of open circuit scuba and certainly other forms of diving that date back all the way to times like 300 BC with ancient diving bell technology and things like that. But it's just fun to share. We've got all kinds of fantastic artifacts, as you saw some, and we've added so much over the last year or so. There's a lot of other items in here, and what's coming up soon is we're going to have a Navy exosuit that was used for the Navy's deep submergence rescue teams after they retired the Mystic and Avalon DSRB program. They shifted to ADS suits, and now they've retired those suits. So one of those suits is going to come here, and they've shifted to a new program where they're using something very similar to the Mystic and Avalon rescue subs, but they're a large, like a 50-foot ROV, and they pilot it from the surface. So I was able to go out on the Navy's vessel about a month ago and go through their whole program. And so we're working out the details of getting the suit on display here. So it'll be here for a while. It'll be fun for people to see that type of technology.
Awesome. That is so cool. Avalon Diving History Exhibit. By the way, just Google that, and you can get information on this cool little exhibit they have there in Avalon on the island of Catalina. Now, you're being visited by diving royalty today. Is that right? Zale's standing by with us or what? What's going on?
She's standing right here, and she's eager and happy. And we just attended a city function celebrating an Avalon resident for many years, a guy named Cap Perkins. He was one of the first open circuit scuba divers in the country. He started diving with the Navy when he was 16 years of age in 1942. And we've got him plastered all over the wall in photograph form. And I've got his first diving rig that he made after the war to salvage a sailboat that he used to come over on the island with. And, without going into too much detail, it's quite a story. But if people come here, they can learn about Cap. And certainly he was one of Zale's safety divers when she did her 1954 world record dive out here off of Catalina.
Nice.
And I'm sure she'd like to say hi to you. She
yes.
thinks quite highly of you.
Well, hey, so here you go. We have
There's no accounting for taste.
Exactly. Yeah, Zale Perry, literally. Zale, how are you? Yes. Welcome to Scuba Radio once again, Zale.
I'm well, thank you.
It's so good to hear your voice, yes. So you're over there celebrating your friend, obviously, that worked with you on the world record, and just spending some downtime on the island of Catalina. Is that what you're doing, Zale, or what?
Yes, I'm here with Ed Stetson's group from the University of Santa Barbara. Mm-hmm. It's the 39th reunion of all these people. There are about 100 people getting an opportunity to refresh or just go ahead and look at all the fishes here at the casino underwater park. But back to the museum, I'm standing right in the middle of this. It's not so little, Greg. It's quite large.
It is.
And growing. Yeah. Each time I come and visit. And I want you to know, as I'm walking and looking each time I come in, I found my mask, my mm-hmm. copy of it. I found a copy of my capillary depth gauge and another gauge that I was gifted with. And it's just absolutely fabulous.
So what are you looking at it and you're saying, John, well, you stole all my stuff. What's going on? Is that kind of what's happening with you? I kid, Zale.
You need to come out here and see this.
Oh, no doubt.
It's magnificent. It's all the history, timeline, human intervention of all kinds of stuff. It's just a pleasure to be here.
Oh, I bet. Zale Perry, you know, she's worked with Lloyd Bridges on Sea Hunt, World Record. She's just diving royalty. She's with us right now on Scuba Radio from the Avalon Diving History Exhibit. We got more with them next. Stay close to the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Scuba.
Scuba Radio.
This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master, CJ and Bubble Boy in the studio with me. Also, Jerry the Diver Guy, Barry the Bugger, and the Queen herself. Diving royalty, Zale Perry. I believe we still got her on the phone. Zale, you with me? Come in, Zale. Uh-oh. Did we lose her? Uh-oh. We may have lost her.
She had enough of your nonsense.
Yeah, that you know what? I think you're right.
Maybe she didn't know we were coming back.
Yeah, I don't think she did. She's like, I don't
She's
got
like,
time.
Peace out!
She's like, hey, I don't got time for stuff. I'm royalty. She is. But, you know, it is cool that, you know, that exhibit on Avalon is happening. And one thing she mentioned is that he literally got like 100 divers there to this weekend. Dive in the underwater park right there by the casino where we dove. Right, CJ?
I didn't dive.
Oh, that's
there.
Right. You didn't dive. We didn't dive that trip the following year.
It was a little chilly.
It was a little chilly that time. But they're diving. There's a bunch of people there from the college, as you said, from Santa Barbara, that are there at the exhibit, you know, observing that stuff. But they're checking out, getting their dive certification or doing refresher courses and things like that. So it's an amazing thing. And one of the people that's there, he's done like the most certifications in the country or in California or something. It's like thousands of people have gotten certified through their program there. So we'll find out more. I hope to connect with John and Zale and see him at the Scuba Show next weekend in Long Beach. That's a great thing to add on to a trip out to California's, head over to Catalina.
Oh, so
take
cool.
the Fast Ferry or the Catalina Express over from Long Beach and spend the day. I'm actually going to do that right after the Scuba Show this year. So, cool. You know, a couple weeks you'll hear more about that and maybe more about the
Are you going to take the boat that almost killed us?
No, I am not. I'm going to take a bigger one.
Okay.
That if you got close to it, there's no question that you would... you would have the flesh burn from your bones.
Because that was scary.
If you got caught in an exhaust.
So better if you're actually a passenger.
It is. It is always better.
Too close to the
end. That's a whole nother thing. We could probably... we might need to share that story again. And one of those things like what not to do.
Right.
Yeah. And it could be coming up
next. Don't be a dinghy.
Stay close.
This
is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
Now for something completely different.
No matter what you take,
be reasonable.
A spring or a big lake,
you half mad, half insane maniac.
Maybe it's the ocean to which you are loyal.
I fart in your general direction.
There's always something.
Warning, warning, warning.
From a fish to an O-ring,
you poor demented honky.
We see the shrimp before even beginning to boil.
There's something screwy around here.
Wasting away again with Scuba Radio.
You're despicable.
Searching for the next place we want to dive.
Nobody.
Some people claim that divers must be insane, but I know
you are a meathead.
It makes us feel alive.
What the hell is wrong with you?
Yes, and some people claim that divers must be insane,
and they're probably right, but I know
that, sir, is illogical.
It makes us feel alive.
This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. We got CJ and Bubble Boy in the studio, Barry the Bugger, Jerry the Diver Guy, even Casey the Tobacco Nut has connected to us via the web. We're going to catch up with everybody here.
Glad to be here.
Well, glad to have you, Casey. But we got some more diving dignitaries on the line right now. Mark Young, the man behind the madness of Dive Training Magazine, and of course, next weekend, Scuba Show is with us via FaceTime audio. Mark, welcome. How are you, buddy?
Hey, Greg, how are you?
I am swell. I thanks for taking time, because I know you are a busy man this weekend preparing for, well, the largest diving event pretty much happening in the country next weekend, wouldn't you say? You'd back me up on that, I bet.
I think so, yeah.
Yes, it is huge. You know, Mark doesn't like to toot his own horn, but he should. He does so much for the industry, and this event, the Scuba Show, definitely one of the big highlights of the year for me to come out there and interact with all the West Coast divers. And, well, people pretty much from around the world come to the event now. It's really turned into just an amazing get-together of diving dignitaries. Well, Zale Peru, we just talked to her. She's talking about coming over there, Mark, so who knows what will happen if she'll pop over. But being out there in Hollywood, you never know who might pop in through the aisles there of the Scuba Show, you think? You can't say, though, right?
You never know.
You never know.
You never know. Yep.
Now, it is. There are a lot of things going on. You know, let's talk a little bit about the program of what goes on next Saturday and Sunday as far as, like, the seminars. There's a whole schedule of things people can participate in, correct?
Well, they're leading up to the show on Thursday and Friday. There are a number of workshops. If you're a professional in the industry, they have the PSI organization, professional scuba inspectors,
right?
And they do a lot of cylinder certifications. So if you're going to handle cylinders, you need certain certifications and certain training.
Sure.
And they do two days of that. Now he's doing some sessions before the show and then during the show.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So we have the professional stuff going on, and then the seminar program. There are actually 72 seminars that go on during the 2 days where consumers are in.
Wow.
And of those, I think about 36 are the show seminars, but we actually bring speakers in to talk about different things. And then the other ones are put on by exhibitors. And they talk about their destinations, and they talk about their products. And so there are two types of seminars for the consumers.
Yeah. It's a ton of information.
The ones that are put on by the exhibitors are free.
Mm-hmm.
Anybody can walk in, and then the ones that we put on, it's $25 for a day pass to go into as many seminars as you want.
Right.
Or can.
But it really is a way. to
a lot of good sessions.
Yeah, broaden your diving experience, that kind of thing, and just learn about different destinations. But some of the seminars are very very informative, and you can learn a ton. You really can. And so it's a great opportunity to interface with your fellow diving enthusiasts, but just a great way to just improve on your own, diving enjoyment by picking up a few tidbits, knowledge nuggets, as we like to say in the biz. So great stuff. Scubashow.com is the website. And by the way, we do have a special coupon code that Mark has been nice enough to pass along for Scuba Radio listeners. If you show up to the show, or if you want to get your tickets in advance for the seminars and things, all you have to do is go to scubashow.com/tickets and use Scuba Radio 20 at checkout, and you'll save 20% on some of that stuff. So it's a great thing, and save you a few bucks if you get them in advance. And I would, if I were you, if you show up Saturday morning and you haven't got your tickets already, you'll be able to get them. But the crowd is so enthusiastic. They line up early. I mean, you run all these little promotions where the first few people get some free stuff. We do a bunch of stuff when we set up at the entrance of the show and warm up the crowd. And as I said earlier, Mark, this year we're going to eclipse everything we've done in the past. It is going to be huge. And everybody who shows up just before 10 o'clock to line up to get into the show, I think, is going to be pretty happy. Just knowing how things
roll. And actually, what's funny is everybody's so impressed on Saturday morning at how long the line goes.
Yeah.
Because it goes a football field in length to the door and then out the door out of sight.
It's insane.
And everybody's impressed with that. They say, Mark, man, you're really drawing the crowds. They're there to see Greg in the morning.
Yeah, right.
It's not the show at all.
Well, or the mermaids, more than likely. That's what I'd go with.
Mermaids.
Yes. We do a few little things. We got some giveaways. We may have mermaids. Who knows? We're going to do a little snorkel blast giveaway this year that ought to be quite entertaining to watch. So it's going to be a lot of fun, and it always is.
Another reason why people come early to get in is because of the door prizes, too.
Right.
The first drawing for the door prizes is at 11 o'clock. And we have about $42,000 worth of trips and gear.
It's insane.
That we give away. So people line up because they don't want to miss the first drawing.
That's right.
It's not great they come to see. They come in to put their name in the barrel.
Of course. They want free stuff.
Of course they right. do.
Yeah, as you should. I mean, and like you said, the prizes are remarkable. It's really amazing, what Mark and the gang there at the Scuba Show pull off every year. And the same thing, it gets bigger and better every year. And this year, I mean, it's really looking really strong on a lot of levels.
I like to think of it as a reward for putting up with Greg that early in the morning.
Okay. Yeah.
No question.
It's kind of like a payoff. Yeah, for sure. That's how I, putting up
Sorry,
with my shenanigans.
Here's some cool stuff.
Yeah. We apologize for him. Get this, right?
just one more thing. And then, one of the nice parts of the thing is the Saturday night party.
Yes.
We give away another. There's another. It's a raffle and silent. We have dueling pianos this year as entertainment.
That'll be fun.
It's at a place that's one block away that I never even knew existed from the convention center called the Federal. The Federal is an old 1920s bank.
Hmm.
It still has all the old wood in it. It holds just in the lobby alone holds 600 people.
Cool.
It's a really really cool venue. It's turned into a party place. And we're going to do it's going to be a fundraiser for the Plastic Pollution Coalition.
Hmm. All right.
Last year we had the Bridges family at the show. Because we gave the California Scuba Service Award to Lloyd Bridges.
Right.
For starting Sea Hunt 60 years before that. So the kids were there. Well, Lucy's daughter was there and the other two came in on the feed. But they recommended for this year because their dad was, before anybody was even thinking about it, he was worried about the junk in the oceans.
Mm-hmm.
So they recommended this organization that they were involved in for the next fundraiser. So we got talking to them, and the Plastic Pollution Coalition they're trying to raise awareness about single-use plastics, the bags and the in the bottles of stuff.
Yeah.
Because it's winding up in the oceans.
We don't want that.
The Pacific Garbage Patch is 600,000 square miles. It's two times the size of California, floating between, kind of gyrating between California and Hawaii.
Right.
And that's just one garbage patch. So, yeah, it's become an issue. We devoted a cover story in Dive Training this month to that issue to coincide with the show and the fundraiser.
And you can support it by going Saturday night and just making a contribution or buying some stuff in the silent auction or maybe even winning something. But it's just part of the festivities for the scuba show.
Yeah.
They got all the bases covered.
We sell raffle tickets, and you can win a lot of stuff. And then Greg's on stage giving away a lot of stuff, too.
That's true. Up for the fact that you got to deal with me. All right, scubashow.com. Check it out. More coming up.
Would you like to talk diving? Greg the Dive Master's all toweled down and ready to take your call now. Call Scuba Radio at 1-888-88-SCUBA.
There's been some articles on the web lately about how certain chemicals in sunscreens are bad for you, the environment, and are killing coral. A lot of it is overhyped marketing propaganda. Just know, Reef Safe Sunscreen by Tropical Seas has been independently tested and scientifically proven to protect you from the sun and not harm ocean inhabitants or the reefs. Since 1995, over $500,000 has been spent in testing to prove what it says it is, Reef Safe. Can other sun care companies claim this level of commitment to back up their claims? Not likely. For Reef Safe, it's not about the ingredients as much as how they work together to create a waterproof sunscreen molecule that forms a breathable film on your skin. Plus, Reef Safe biodegrades before creating issues for marine life and the coral we all want to enjoy and protect. Go with the original. Reef Safe. For more info, go to reefsafesun.com.
Protect the sea and you and me. Reefsafesun.com.
Traffic sucks, unless you're scuba diving with Mike Scott.
Mike glanced down at his dive computer. It showed less than 50 PSI left in his tank. Probably just a few more breaths.
Or riding shotgun in a thrilling car chase.
One bullet hit the Jeep's windshield, spiderwebbing the passenger side. Mike shifted into second gear and felt the Jeep leap forward. This just got serious.
Escape your commute with audiobooks from author Eric Douglas. Download to your phone. Go to booksbyeric.com or audible.com.
Obviously, we have it pretty good here at Scuba Radio, but why let us have all the fun? Dive into scubaradio.com and allow us to share the joy. It's all there, from cool monthly giveaways to info on how you can join us on our next big dive adventure or Scuba Radio broadcast. Click on the Shop tab for special Scuba Radio pricing on Scuba Radio hats, jackets, shirts, and an assortment of unique items you won't find anywhere else. You can even get info on how to take scuba classes from a real live mermaid. So dive in now at scubaradio.com.
Scuba Radio. Scuba Radio.
Prepare to rig for dive.
Your surface interval is complete. You are now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
Hi, I'm Manny. I'm your dive master lead in Agua Cat, and you hear Scuba Radio.
Yeah, wait, you're the lead dive master on the Agua Cat? What are you?
Yes, sir. I'm the lead dive master.
Okay, do it again. One more time.
You're kidding?
No.
Okay, guys, I'm Manny. I'm your dive master lead in Agua Cat. And you hear Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
The what? Okay. Hi, guys. I'm Manny. I'm a dive instructor in Agua Cat. And you're listening to Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to
diving. The world's first radio show
devoted to dive.
You kidding me? You did it, translate.
Translate, true.
This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
All right. I can do it slow.
Okay, do it slow. Yeah, do it slow.
The world's first
radio
show
devoted to
diving.
Devoted.
Devoted.
devoted to diving.
For the Spanish speakers, la mejor radio estación de radio devota de lo que es el buceo.
Yeah, that'll work too. This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master, CJ and Bubble Boy in the studio, Jerry the Diver Guy, Barry the Bugger, even Casey the Tobacco Nut connected via the web. By the way, coming up, Nick Sullivan, an author I came across who wrote a diving-themed novel, kind of like our friend Eric Douglas. The same kind of genre of book writing Nick has dived into, and he has a couple couple books that I'm starting to read that actually are based in Bonaire as the backdrop, and Saba, which I'm really intrigued to read about. Because I'm going there June 1st on the next Scuba Radio Scuba Cruise, and we're giving away one of those spots at the Scuba Show next weekend. So it'll be like a fun thing to read leading up to that event.
You can read?
I'm going to try. I got about a month or two to do it, see if I can read 300 pages or so. But being that probably won't happen, we have Nick Sullivan, the author, joining us to kick off hour two of the big show today. And so maybe you can give us an abridged version. So, but I'll try to read. All right. Or you know what? Maybe I'll just download his audiobook.
There you go.
We could do that.
Bonaire, Greg?
He's a diver. Say that again.
Bonaire, you said?
Yes, Bubble Boy.
Isn't that a Dutch colony?
It is. Yeah, Bonaire.
So you get to dive with wooden fins.
Oh, that'd be cool.
Will you smack him, please? So, anyway, yeah, Bonaire is the island, one of the ABCs in the Antilles. He has two books, one from Bonaire, and then the second one kind of moves over to Saba. So, you know, two places I've been to a few times, and, you know, it's cool to read that into a story. You know, just like Eric has done with some of his books, it's good stuff. So, anyway, he's going to join us in an hour or two, talk about some of his diving exploits, his writing exploits, and he also happens to be up in the Northeast. He's an actor. And been on a lot of TV shows and things. He's kind of a big deal, and he's going to bother, wasting some of his time with us today. So God bless him for it. All right, a couple things I want to reiterate, too, here before we wrap up this hour. Once again, if you want to use that code for the Scuba Show, if you are going to go there next weekend, get your tickets in advance, especially for the seminars. If you use code SCUBARADIO20 at checkout, you'll save 20%. On those tickets, which is a nice little spiff, and it'll save you a little bit of aggravation trying to get tickets for the event next weekend.
The code is
Beach.
Wood Fin.
No, the code is Scuba Radio 20.
Oh,
yeah, yeah. Don't listen to Curly.
Don't listen to He'll, Fearless Explorer.
Yes, he will. He will derail things.
Carbuncle.
Yes. No, that is not accurate either.
No,
Bubble
Kitty
Boy.
Carlisle.
Yeah. Have you guys spilt the tequila yet?
No, the pukulele is intact.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm right. Not touching it this time.
Everybody's
week.
Watching a little closer on Facebook Live today to see if these guys are going to spill the booze.
No. That I learned my lesson.
Yeah, that was. Listen to this man. Not make
but
that a
the
trend.
The night is young.
Well, it's not night yet. It's happy hour. So just drink it. Don't spill it. That's expensive stuff. And
that's alcohol abuse, you know.
That it is alcohol abuse, as Jerry the Diver Guy is well aware of. And I am heading over to Catalina in Mexico after the Scuba Show.
Mexico.
To restock after CJ and Bubble Boy spilled my $200 tequila.
Actually, it wasn't Bubble Boy. That was all me.
It was all you? You're taking credit?
I was trying to pass it to him. He
asked for it.
It
was the Easter Bunny.
Yeah. It was not the Easter Bunny.
Blame it on him.
No, he wasn't even here. He just phoned it in.
I was trying to pass the ukulele to Bubble Boy,
yeah.
So he could
make
take
your
a
excuses.
Nice big old drink.
Go ahead and make your excuses.
And it's on this stupid wooden platform.
It's called
thing
a
that's
display.
Tilted. Yeah,
it's a display piece.
It's not really good for holding a ukulele.
Well, it is, but you're not supposed to move the whole display. You're supposed to just grab the booze
handle?
Container. Yeah,
bottle the handle.
Yeah, grab okay. the bottle.
Oh, so sorry. Okay. Oh, so sorry.
Yeah, a little late for that now, mister. Anyway.
Scares me to see your brain freeze there.
Yeah. Speaking of celebs, though, Nick's going to join us in hour two. Nick Sullivan, the author, you know, actor. He's been on Broadway, whole thing. It's kind of cool. Josh Gates, we were talking about this last week from Expedition Unknown. I have reached out to his people, and we're hoping to maybe get him on the show next week and talk about this episode where he dove in Lake Titicaca. And who saw that, by the way, as part of the crew?
I did.
Okay, Casey saw it. Did you see it, Jerry?
I texted it to you.
Jerry did see it, too. So Jerry and Casey both saw it. I saw it. I was impressed. They found some really cool stuff, but they were diving very shallow because it was altitude diving. So that's kind of what I want to, you know, dive into a little deeper maybe on the show today.
Yeah, I'd be interested to see what his gases were.
Yeah, that's a whole nother thing.
Feet.
Yeah.
Speaking of Teddy Kack, eh?
Okay. Yeah. On the second half of that, really, would make sense, wouldn't it? All right, we'll dive into that and then some next on hour two of the world's first radio show devoted to diving. Stay close.
These little snails, you know how to whale here. That's why it's hot under the water. Yeah, we love here down in the fire under the sea.
Scuba Radio is a production of Overboard Entertainment Incorporated.
Scuba Radio.
This seems the logical place for fish to congregate.
Remember, you can listen live or to archives of past editions of Scuba Radio worldwide over the internet at scubaradio.com.
So we're in international waters?
Indeed so.
Tell a friend and buddy up with your radio every week for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Well, it's all very nice here, but we should be going. I miss me wife and me oxygen.
Yes, we all miss our loved ones and gases. Let's go.
The opinions you just heard on Scuba Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests.
Okay, you know, what I just heard? Blah, 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 blah.
They are not necessarily those of any station or network, its management, or advertisers.
Come on, quit yanking me.
Scuba diving does involve risk and should never be conducted without proper instruction and training.
Oh, what's the worst thing that could happen?
I could die.
Have any questions or comments? Feel free to do so via the web at scubaradio.com.